you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
I am Jessica McKenna.
And I am Zach Reno. Wait,
one of those things is a lie. Just one.
Two people in this room are Jessica McKenna and Zach Reno has never existed.
That's right.
Oh gosh, give it up for Scott Passarella on the keys.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for joining us. And guys, we're so happy you're here.
God, but you are the second... We're the second most happy that you're here. I'm going to really figure out how to say in English what I'm trying to say. I'm happy
Take
you're here.
Take your time. Please sit in this moment.
Okay.
Okay, great.
This
Unpack
is
it.
Good audio drama.
Yeah, this is good. The tension is ripe.
You're here, but also Paul F. Tompkins is here. So
and
who
I
the
can't
fuck
believe
are you?
I can't believe it.
Hi.
I can't believe it.
Why can't you believe it?
Well,
because you're so funny.
Come on, guys. I can't believe that I'm here with you.
Yes, that makes more sense. You're thinking, whoa.
You're twisting my words.
How did I get here?
You're twisting my words.
I'll untwist them. Thank you so much for being with us to do an improvised musical, which we do every week.
Paul, I feel like you're a very musical guy.
You know what? I have dabbled in music over the years. Improvised music, I still find very challenging.
Oh, boy.
I'm one of those kind of guys. I feel like I'm slowly getting better at it, but it's still very new to me. And I'm usually one of those guys where I get one rhyme out, and then I'm so relieved that I made a rhyme that I lose it for the rest of the song.
Yeah, that sounds like all people.
That's all people. That's all people. Also, one is all you need.
Yeah.
One is all you need.
Yeah, most songs.
One and done.
Yeah, most songs have one rhyme.
Go back and listen to music. You'll find there's only one
rhyme. The Beatles had one rhyme per song.
I guess now that I think about it, yeah. It's like you just overlook the rest of the song because that one rhyme worked out so
well. Yeah.
You
know, Strawberry Fields, nothing is real, nothing else in that song rhymes.
Yeah, that's right. They don't even rhyme anything with Hey Jude.
Mm-mm.
It's not like, Hey Jude, check
you're
your
being
attitude.
Rude. Yeah, very good.
That's two rhymes, guys.
Yeah, that's two more than the Beatles
we
had in that
song. We are
better
than the Beatles. That's what we found out today.
Go on iTunes, review us. Better than the Beatles.
If you say anything other than better than the Beatles, get out of here.
Get out of here.
We want fans that are obsessed or no fans.
So yes. We'll take all eight of you.
What was your introduction to musical theater?
Oh, when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
And doing musicals in high school.
What musical specifically?
Oh, well, let's see. I think the first one I was in the chorus in Oliver.
Good one.
So let's see. An orphan, a criminal. What are the orphan criminals? What else is in Oliver?
Fagin. No. Bill Sykes's tough guys. Low level funeral directors. Yep. I don't know what the chorus. Like, you mean unnamed parts?
I'm just trying to think. Like, who populates the world of Oliver?
Orphans.
All of those people, and just your run of the mill Londoners. Who
would
be around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In one scene, I was a bartender, and I had a line.
Ooh, do you remember
what
it?
What was the song?
Is that before Oom-pa-pa, Oom-pa-pa?
Yes, it was before Oom-pa-pa, yes.
That's how it goes, Oom-pa-pa, Oom-pa-pa, everyone knows.
Unsurprisingly, I'm most familiar with Oliver via the one that is a cat.
Sure. Well, that has none of the same music. That's all written by Billy Joel.
Nope. I know all the music to Oliver. There's that song that goes, Why should I worry?
Why should I care? It's just a beep operation, and I got street savoir faire.
Who sings
Youch?
Billy Joel.
He is that dog?
He's the voice of Oliver?
Or no, he is the Artful Dodger.
Yeah, how dare you?
Is it Oliver and Company?
That's
is that
right,
the name of
yeah, Oliver and Company.
They're the same musical, right?
I did not realize that was a play on Oliver Twist. I had no idea.
It is, yeah. I played Oliver in fifth grade.
You dropped something?
Fifth grade. Guys, I'm sorry I'm bragging I graduated in fifth grade. But that was notable. It is to date my mom's favorite thing I've done.
That is a sick burn.
Because she was like, listen, you made people cry when you sang Where's Love and people thought you were really a boy. Those are the pillars for accomplishment.
I actually do know that song.
That's a great
song.
It's a beautiful song.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, no.
And you look, as a child, like a dang boy.
I definitely did. Yeah. That's true.
Now, did you do haircut or little hat?
I naturally had short hair. Not boy cut, but like very, very short right under, like a little bob. And then I wore a hat. And so if we kind of pinned some of it up, it was just like, yes, you look like a page boy.
So you did both?
Yeah.
Coward. Coward, you could have committed more. You could have done the full haircut.
You know what? I didn't wear the little hat once I was in my fancy outfit, once I got adopted.
Of course, and you're in your little velvet.
Yeah.
I take it back.
Short suit.
I take it back.
Thank you.
I was wrong. I'll be the first to say.
Do you have like a moment where you remember getting recognition from your parents where you were like, I did.
Sure don't.
Oh, no. What a well we fell through.
I did all these plays, and the one review that my mother had every time was, you talk too fast.
We cut to the lobby of a high school auditorium where a bunch of parents are just waiting for all, the kids are all congratulating themselves, but this play was a mess and the parents all know it. Oh boy.
I mean, it's like none of them even were taught how to spot. I mean, all of those turns were going all over the stage.
For this, he gives up football.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I want to say something encouraging to Bradley, but I do not want him to walk down this path.
What can be said except that was terrible? You've made a mistake, and get back to real life.
Never do this again.
I think we have to set them straight.
Yeah, sometimes. You gotta crush a kid's dreams to watch them fly. You gotta take their wings and rip them off. And when they ask you why, you tell them you are not good at this. You gotta do something else. So take that dream you have and put it on a fucking shelf.
Hi, Dad. What'd you think?
Bradley?
Yeah?
Stop.
What? Talking?
Yes.
So you can tell me how great it was?
You were bad.
No, what?
Bad doesn't describe what you did. Because bad is a thing that is better than what you did, which was total shit.
I don't
want you to act anymore. In fact, go home right now.
You drove me.
No, I'm gonna have to find your own way back. Ooh, guys, that was hard, but I'm glad I did it. Oh, your kids are coming up.
Oh, no.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Did you hear my solo?
I did. It hurt my ears.
What?
Made my ears feel bad.
What?
Watching you try and fail so totally bad. It made me really sad. So why don't you stop what you're doing? I wish we could take back this night.
Oh my God.
If you think that was okay, then you were definitely not right.
Okay, well just drive me home, all right?
Nope, find your own way home.
Wait, what?
Oh, you're right, and it's so freeing.
It hurts, but you have to do it. You're going to feel so much better afterwards.
I hope so, because I couldn't feel worse right now.
Here come your football twins.
Oh, no.
Hey, Dad. It's me, Steve.
And it's me, Kevin.
I really felt like I felt like emotionally connected to the world, and I never have before. Kevin, you were great.
Steve, you were great. I really felt like we were blossoming out of our shells and realizing new parts of our...
Shut up, you two.
What?
I got something to tell you. And I'm gonna tell you in 1 second.
What?
Oh my God, he's really gearing up. There's steam coming out of his ears.
Well, you should be ashamed.
Huh?
Cause I know I am.
Oh.
When I saw you prancing around that stage, I wanted to get swallowed by a giant clam. I am just sick. Sick to my guts.
Not to your guts.
You've got to quit this nonsense, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Whoa!
I can't stand what I just saw, and that other people saw it too. You shouldn't be on stage, you should be in a goddamn zoo.
Okay,
oh,
well.
Wow, Dad!
Dad!
You really hurt our pride.
Yeah.
But will you please at least give us a ride?
No! You gotta find your own way home. There's no way I'm gonna put you in my car and let you roam around the neighborhood. Didn't that feel good?
Yeah, it felt great. And don't you feel free now that we crushed their dreams?
And most importantly, no matter who we are, going home, we're gonna have so much room.
Did anyone else's parents just fucking bounce on them?
Yeah. Yeah, mine left me. Should we all walk home together in a pack?
I don't know where my football twin is. He ran away somewhere.
Hey, guys, wait up. My parents just ditched me here.
Yeah, same with us. They really hated the play, and I thought our production of Godspell had a lot of spirit.
Yeah, Jenny, you were great. And Devin, I mean, I didn't know you could sing like that.
I didn't either. It just came out of me.
It's like you have, I don't know, your voice just like opens up in such like a majestic way when you sing.
Thanks. But why did my dad tell me that his new favorite actor compared to me is John Wilkes Booth?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Is it because of our costumes being bad or the fact that the lights went out for half of the show?
More likely that he wishes an assassination had taken place during the production to distract from what was going on stage and that it would send America down a dark road.
That
he would
is
prefer
so
that
bleak.
To the performance that you gave.
But you know what? Maybe our parents are right.
What?
Maybe we should just leave this all behind us.
But I'm Steve, a football guy, but I thought I was finally getting in touch with my emotions, and my dad called me like a fucking zoo animal and says like he wouldn't let me roam around in the car.
I just found out I can sing.
Oh, you know what? Maybe we should just all rally behind Devin, because he's the only one who had a glimmer of talent.
Well, I mean, I don't know, guys. That seems like a lot of responsibility. You really think I can handle it?
I mean, I don't know that it matters if you can handle it, Devin.
Do you ask someone if they can handle their destiny?
Or does destiny just sit on them like a big old globe on an atlas's shoulders?
And crush them?
Wait a minute.
You're gonna be Atlas, holding the world on your back. And the world is fucking heavy, and your back is probably gonna crack. You gotta be Atlas. But all you can do is shrug. Just shrug.
You got a big Atlas ball hanging around on your shoulders.
The globe.
Yeah, your dream, it's like a big old boulder. But now that we've seen that you're the only one who's great, we're sorry, but you must be crushed by your shrug it.
The world can be hard, but you just fucking scoff and listen. Shrug it off.
This makes a lot of sense, you guys. Reminds me of all that stuff my dad said about, you know, those books he reads and about the makers and the takers. Maybe it's time that I acted like a maker and I just shrug off all those takers.
Yeah, anything everything that's been given to you, throw it away, and build up your own fame by yourself, because the people that are rich, they can... They're rich because they're the best people!
Steve! Wow! I thought all you knew about was football!
No, I also know about Ayn Randian philosophy.
I gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong!
To carry this burden. But just strong enough to shrug it off when I'm hurting.
Shrug it off.
Globe, which is a kind of ball. But it's got oceans and countries and everything, and that's all. I'm gonna just shrug.
Damn it, shrug.
Gonna shrug it off.
Shrug it off.
I'm hatless. And here go my shoulders. Up and off. Up and off. Shrugging it off.
Shrugging it off.
I got my shoulders up around my ears, and that ball is sailing away. I'm gonna shrug it off.
Shrug it off.
Enough.
Oh my God, your shoulders are so high, Devin.
I know, I didn't think they could get up that high. It's like I could barely hear.
Driving home, alone in my car, just me. Did I do the right thing? Yeah, I did the right thing.
Hey, citizens of Glen Oaks.
Ooh, it's smooth citizen radio.
How you doing tonight? How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling not as sexy as I'd like to feel, Citizen Radio.
Are you feeling like maybe you're not as sexy as you could be feeling?
Citizen Radio gets me! They get me! I'm feeling so amped right now, and all I want is to cool out with some smooth Citizen Radio jazz.
Hey, maybe you're thinking about a recent decision you've made that you regret? Well, here's what Citizen Radio has to say. There are no regrets in life. There's just sexy, sexy moving forward.
CTZN Radio, you get me so hard.
Here at CTZN, we want to let you know that your path is clear to be your sexiest self.
Oh, God, I feel so much better now. Fucking yelling at my kid took a lot out of me.
Oh, just relax. Sink into your car seat.
Okay.
Just relax. Let all the tension leave your feet. But not all the tension. Put a little bit on the parking brake. Now
over.
Sit back and take care of yourself for once, for heaven's sake. Put yourself first.
Put myself first.
You are number one.
I put myself first, 'cause I am number one.
And put yourself first. Responsibility is done.
Put myself first,
'cause you are number one. Ooh, we have a caller. Oh, hey, caller.
Hey there, I just got home. I yelled at my kid, and I crushed his dreams. Drove home by myself, and I gotta say, it felt real good, but not as good as it could have felt.
Oh, yeah, I hear you, baby. But first off, let me say congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Putting your damn kids in their place.
This conversation is so apropos to what I'm feeling.
You know, all I want to say is, you're feeling that sensation. But I want to go back and first say, hey, congratulations. Because those kids, you know, they're just an anchor around your neck. You said, daddy's number one, walk home kids. I hate you all the heck.
Ooh, put yourself first, 'cause you're number one. That guy put himself first, 'cause he's number one.
Well, it will soon be done. And then you can forever be first, 'cause you are number one.
Ooh, I'm interested where that trend lies.
I think I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I should sort of emancipate myself from my children.
That's right. They're all just taken and taken and taken. And if they're old enough to make a sandwich, say goodbye forever, kids.
I mean, are there no orphanages? Are there no workhouses?
That's right. If they want, they can get a job.
In the orphanage. Ooh, I don't know why I'm talking to them. They can't hear me. They're having a radio conversation.
What was this pause all about? Hey, thanks, Citizen Radio.
You're welcome. Citizen Radio puts you first so that Citizen Radio can put itself first.
CTZN Radio.
Unrelated, please donate money so that we can keep airing.
We're having a pledge drive.
Oi, other orphans.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a big old influx of orphans at the orphanage lately?
Yeah, and you know what? They're all old orphans. They're like 17 years old. Like, if they'd just been in school for like a few moments later.
Just like chill and then you'll be an adult later.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot less porridge than there usually is because of the older orphans.
Oh, Mumps Mumfrey, are you feeling all right?
I have a little cough.
No, Mumps Mumfrey. You gotta preserve your strength. If you're not getting enough porridge, then we gotta fight these older orphans.
But how shall I hit them with my little crutch?
You hit them with everything you've got, Mumps Mumfrey.
That's about it, just a little crutch.
All right, well then you hit them with the crutch.
Hey, you guys, my name's Jenny and I'm new to the orphanage. I'm just... Ow, ow, what are you... Ow, ow!
That's right.
Porridge.
Bang off, Jenny. You bang off right
bang
out of here.
Off. Jenny. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I wanted to, say nice to meet you. And, if there's anything us older kids can do to help you or...
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you know what, Jenny? There is something you could do to help us out.
Yeah?
You could fuck right off.
Oh my gosh.
You could get the fuck out. You could fuck right out of that door over there. And that's about it. That's what you could do, Jenny. You could fuck right off.
Get out of here.
Hit him with the crutch again.
Ow. Fine. You're right. I will get the older kids. And we will get out of here. It's like there's no place left for us.
Oh my God, Jenny, what happened to you over there?
I got beat up by a little orphan with a crutch and yelled at by an even tinier orphan.
Oh, thanks for walking us over here, Devin. I know that you're not an orphan and your parents didn't kick you out because you have talent, but...
I mean, I came here to do a little concert for the orphanage because everyone seems to love my singing voice.
Oh, stop talking to that Jenny and do the concert for us, Devin!
Right. Yeah, our little ears are dying to hear it!
Can we make a request about what song we'd like to hear?
Sure. I mean, you're the orphans.
We want to hear your song that's gotten 10,000 views on YouTube. We want to hear that song called... Dang, you know?
Dang, you know, dang, you know.
You got it. Life's tough. You gotta do what you can. But when you're running around trying to escape the man, every once in a while, you just gotta go. Dang, 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 da dang, dang, da dang, dang, da dang, 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 you know.
Dang, 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 da dang, dang, da dang, 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 you know.
They know it.
Dang, 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 da dang, dang, da dang.
Oi,
dang, 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 you know.
Whether you're at a home or you're living with a bunch of Cockney kids, everyone knows you're just lucky cause you escaped SIDS.
We did!
Dang, 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 da dang, 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 you know. Dang, 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 da dang, 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 you know.
Oh, thanks, Devin!
You filled us with such mirth and cheer. Mumps Murphy sadly died during the course of that song, though.
Uh-oh.
But I'm gonna take his crutch because waste not, want not.
That's right. He exploded with joy.
At least he was a part of my 10,000th and 1 YouTube view.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Did they give you some
sort of plaque for that?
I think I get like something in the mid-6 figures.
Wow. You know, listen, most of us will probably die before the age of 11. But one thing's for sure, Devin, you're about to have a massive music career.
A massive musical career. You're going to be great, Devin.
You're going to be a massive star with your massive musical career.
Me? Devin? Will Devin have a massive musical career?
Let's find out after this break.
Let's take a break.
Take a big old break.
Let's take a break.
Comedy Bang Bang is 500 episodes old this week, and Scott is celebrating with an all-star lineup. Find it right now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you like to download shows.
Hey everyone, it is Paul F. Tompkins, and I wanted to just take a moment to say congratulations to Comedy Bang Bang on 500 episodes. It's really an incredible thing. I am extremely grateful to Scott for not just having me on the show, but for starting the show in the first place. It's been a really wonderful experience. to do the show, try new creative things that I'd never tried before, and make friends and work with some of the most amazing people in comedy. I'm sorry I'm not being funny, but it's for real. I count the hours that I've spent in that studio with Scott and all these other amazing people as some of the happiest hours of my life. So congratulations, everybody. Scott, I'll see you at home.
Welcome back to
Shrugging Destiny.
Shrugging Destiny.
The musical.
When we last left our heroes, Devin had embarked on a fabulous YouTube career and hoped to somehow do what little can, transition it into a career past YouTube. Will he be able to? Find out now.
Right now.
Will I be a star like Little Ken? My biggest inspiration?
Oh my God. Is that Little Kim?
No. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. To be honest, I'm just a football guy. I don't know what Little Kim looks like, but I think that's Little Kim.
Which football Twitter are you against?
I'm Steve. No one's seen Kyle in weeks, and I'm starting to get worried.
My name is Kevin. I'm back.
Oh, Kevin, I knew where you are. I'm looking for Kyle.
Yeah, what happened to Kyle?
He's the football triplet. Since before the play,
what?
No one has known where he is.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We have a third brother, Kyle.
Oh, God, I hope he's okay. Doesn't matter. I'm glad you're here, but you've only been gone for like 5 minutes. I knew where you were.
Yeah. I'm here, always. Your friend, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
My friend and brother, Kevin. Anyway, well, I thought I saw Little Kim, but she's gone now. So,
well.
You guys want to get Chipotle?
And they do.
Hi, welcome to Chipotle. Oh, no one wants to get Chipotle? Why does no one want to get Chipotle? What's wrong with Chipotle? Nobody wants to eat here anymore. We have so many kinds of beans and rice and a sparkling clean floor.
Hey, I'm down here wondering why no one wants Chipotle.
The floor.
Did you know I could talk?
Sorry.
Why no one wants Chipotle? Is it because it paid extra for guac?
Oh, the guac's singing.
Guys, I think I know.
The guac knows.
Do you remember we had that E. coli scare a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah. Wants to eat at Chipotle because of E. coli.
That's a good reason.
They came into Chipotle and saw E. coli and said, bye-bye. Just a little E. coli can bring a restaurant to its knees, even though we have an assortment of cheese.
Like a bunch of individual shreds of the same.
That's right,
kind
we have
of
one kind of cheese. It's assorted cheese.
If only we'd thought to guard against E. coli.
Against E. coli.
But we only thought to guard against a sneeze.
And we have mixed cheese. And now we're closed forever.
Yeah, let's not go to Chipotle.
Well, guys, I wanted to go somewhere for a celebratory dinner. I mean, my YouTube career has really taken off. I'm almost as big as Little Ken and Little Kim.
All right, well, it's your choice then. We can't go to Chipotle, but we can go anywhere else.
You know where I really want to go?
Where?
I want to go to a restaurant in Hollywood, California.
Road trip!
Wait, hold on.
What?
Guys, we don't have a car. All our parents have cars, but they all took them back to their houses. So all we gotta do is go to our parents' house and take one of their cars.
Okay, great. So let's each go to our parents' house and we'll have three. No, wait. You and I have the same parents. Okay, okay. So that's just two choices of cars.
Also, we should just. There's we room enough for all of us in one car.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your classic road trip, I think, is everybody in the same car.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a caravan.
Although.
No.
Yeah, you're right. Let's get it one
car. Well, now finish your thought. What were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, how cool would it be if we were in
three cars and we had a caravan road trip and we could all put each other on speakerphone. And
it sounds cool. Too cool not to try.
We'll have a Fast Five, Fast Furious racing road trip.
Fast three. Good old time.
That makes more sense because there's three of us.
That's right, but three is Tokyo Drift.
Well, we're going to be Tokyo Drifting. Tokyo Drifting. Road trip Tokyo Drifting. Tokyo Drifting. Tokyo Drifting. Three dudes, three cars. Road trip Tokyo Drifting.
We're gonna slide all the way to Hollywood, slamming on the brakes and spinning around. Go look at a cloud of rubber smoke. You better get out of the way, you clown.
I am a racing driver, not an artist with a fucking easel. So watch me drive like I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson or even Vin Diesel.
Tokyo Drifting. Tokyo Drifting.
Three dudes, three cars. Trip Tokyo Drifting.
Oh yeah, eat my dust and watch my car fly. We spent a lot of gas money, we didn't take a second to ask why. But we could drive all the way to Hollywood on the coast. We gotta do it the best kind of way. Tokyo Drift the most.
Ooh, Tokyo Drifting. Tokyo Drifting. Three dudes, three cars. Road trip Tokyo Drifting.
And Kevin and Steve died in the flames of their cars. But Devin survived.
What? What happened? What have I done?
Hey, welcome to Hollywood.
I made it.
Yeah, you did it. Oh, no, are those your friends who died?
I guess not anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. Whoa, you have a cool attitude. Like, whoa, it's really super cool how you shrug it all off.
Hey, who's this person? The way you're talking to him, it seems like he's somebody.
I guess I was kind of thinking he might be somebody. Hey, are you somebody?
Well, I don't know. Do you have YouTube?
Yeah.
But perhaps you recognize me. I'm singing Devin.
Singing Devin.
Dang, 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 you know.
That's right.
Very good. That song is very good. I played it at a party for an hour straight and no one complained.
Yeah, I played it on real loud and went in the closet with a dude I'd never met and it was legitimately, I've done that multiple times, but that was the best time.
Hey, listen, you're in the right place, Hollywood, California, because we're music producers.
What?
Oh, yeah. Do we not? Man, we should have opened with that. We're music producers.
Yeah, you seem kind of young to be music producers.
No,
you
know, we're fresh, we're fly, we're lit, we're dope, we're real, we're in it, we're 100, we're AF.
Yeah, lit, live, AF.
Are you guys straight fire?
Straight fire. Actually, that's the name of our label.
Yeah, and we have a bunch of perks that we could offer you should you choose to join with Straight Fire Productions.
Do you want to swim in a pool, but only on a big floaty? You can do that. Do you want to drink a drink, but has straw, but also an umbrella?
You can do that. Do you want to be on a beach with no one else around? You can do that.
You can do that.
It's a private beach, there's other people, and if you want a clown, a party clown with bottle service, you can do that.
But if you want to take your dreams higher, you gotta sign right now with Straight Fire. And if you want to take your dreams higher, you gotta sign on the dotted line with Straight Fire.
Should I read the contract?
No!
You cannot do that. That's one of the things you can't do.
But hey, there's lots of things you could do. You want to get in a rocket ship owned by SpaceX? And while you're up inside that rocket ship, have zero gravity sex with a girl who is definitely over 18. You can do that.
You can do that.
You can do that. Straight fire.
Do you want to go down and meet an ocean creature that's so far down we don't know anything about its shape and features?
Whoa.
It might be a turtle who has wisdom of the ages. Or do you want to read a book that's over 300 pages? You can do that.
If you want to take your fame higher, you gotta sign with Straight Fire. If you want to take
I mean, all that stuff sounds great, so of course I'll sign.
Good. Here's a book that's over 300 pages.
So it starts with the book.
Here's
okay.
a voucher for SpaceX.
Oh, a voucher. But I mean, they will honor this.
It's a voucher, but it covers the entirety
okay,
of the cost.
Okay, all right, okay. For a second, I thought you guys were maybe going to rip me off.
Oh no. Why would we do that?
Yeah.
You know what? There's no makers or takers in this world. There's only people. Shakers.
That's right. There's no such thing as a maker or a taker. It's like the law of physics. You cannot create anything, and you cannot take anything. Everything in the world is already there.
But you can shake it up.
Huh. This challenges my entire worldview that I've had up to this point.
Oh, did you have like an Ayn Randian worldview?
I guess I did.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
that doesn't really work in the music business. You got to be collaborative and humble. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's the entirety of our contract. We will let you read it.
It says here, I have to be collaborative and humble?
That's what it says over and over again. That's actually all it says.
We
own 30% of everything you make from now until.
That's right.
That's at the very bottom.
And that's just because we're shaking it right now.
But mostly over and over again, it just says I have to be collaborative and humble.
That's right.
Freaking me out to see it written so many times.
Yeah. So like if you have any people that like helped you get to where you are, you like need to do right by those people. And in the event that like situation would make that impossible to do, you would really have to like somehow make up for that situation. You follow? Lit, live, tight. We'll see you.
AF.
We'll see you at Firefest. We're starting a festival. It's gonna be great. It's called Firefest.
Have you ever run a festival before?
No, but it feels easy. It feels
it's
like
fine. It's perfect for straight fire. It's gonna be on an island we create by just bringing a bunch of sand 12 miles off the shore.
The Chinese are showing us how to do it. Apparently, it's real easy, and international law will not stop you from doing it.
Okay, I mean, I signed the contract, so
shake, shake, shake it up.
Shake, shake, shake.
Bye.
Hey, Devin. Hey, sorry. It's me, Kyle, the football triplet.
Kyle, where have you been?
Well, my brothers took both of our family's cars, and I wanted you to come back to sing at their funeral since they loved you so much.
Can I just put a pin in that? So you were just at home. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just because
those guys were super worried.
That's like so sweet of my brothers, and that's like why I love them, honestly. But like I didn't do the play. I was like still at football practice,
so they didn't see me
during the rehearsal and production of Godspell.
Okay.
And then when I wanted them to come back to football practice, they were Tokyo drifting out here with you.
Right.
So it was really just like a ships in the night situation
that
a single phone call or text would have solved.
Right. Exactly. Okay.
And I wish that had happened because I miss my brother so much. Do you know what it's like to have two of your triplets die in a fiery drift?
Abid, not to sound like Lena Dunham, but I wish I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get that, because you probably would need that sort of strife to help you as an artist or something.
Yeah, I mean.
Because all your songs are real fluff.
Hey.
No, sorry. Just like that's kind of like your vibe online. It's like you're like a fluff guy.
Kyle, is that what people are saying?
Hey, is this that fluffy fluffer guy?
Who are you?
I'm just,
It's Lil' Ken.
I'm Lil' Ken.
Lil' Ken, my idol?
Yeah.
What, do you really think my music is fluff?
You look like a fluffer, fluffy, fluffy, fluff. Like a little bunny rabbit. A little fluffy. It's great. Nothing wrong with being a little fluffy bunny rabbit. Just that, I don't know, thinking about like how many bunny rabbits have left their mark on history. I can only think of one.
Bugs? Easter?
Oh, no, that's two. Oh, that's three.
The one from Mice and Men?
I was thinking of the one that was the original template.
So there's a fourth one.
Yeah.
Thumper, the loyal friend in Bambi?
Oh, no, that's another one. You know what?
The Trix rabbit?
No, that's another one. That's not the one I'm thinking of. Was that rabbit that was the rabbit they had before they decided on Mickey Mouse?
Peter Rabbit.
No, but that's another one. Oswald.
I think you're thinking of
Oswald the rabbit. Oswald the rabbit that was the Mickey Mouse before they decided, nah, that was the most famous rabbit I could think of. But now, you guys have shown me, you're right. And you know what? When I looked at you at first, I thought, there's a lot of fluff there. But now, there's other rabbits. Oswald's not the only one. And you might look like the moon, but inside you're the shining sun. So if you are fluffy,
Don't fall into the habit of doing that. Just work towards being a more famous rabbit.
I'm gonna go. Little Ken's got a lot of stuff to do. You know exactly what I'm known for. I know what I'm known for. I'm gonna do that. Peace!
Oh, little Ken.
Whoa, that was incredible.
Little Ken gave me a lot to think about.
Yeah, but also, what about what I was gonna give you to think about, which was, will you come sing at my brother's funeral, but back in Ohio where we live? Oh, and just so you know, it's this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah.
We are gathered here today to mourn the loss of all three football twins.
No, I'm here.
Oh my God, where have you been?
I know Devin will be here any second. He promised me that he would come, and I know he's not being torn between this and some sort of fire fest.
Oh my God, where is he?
I don't know, I know him. I know he'd be here and not torn between this and some sort of funeral.
Also, the island is not ready yet.
It's fine, this will still
be
okay.
It's gonna be fine,
it's gonna be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna shake it up and move it to the shore.
Shake, shake, shake it up.
Shake, shake, shake it up. Gosh, where is he? If he's not at the beach in like 5 minutes, this debut slot is gonna go to somebody else.
Well, I'm sadly don't have time to welcome Devin to this funeral. It's time to mourn the losses of Kevin and Steve.
But not me, Kyle, just so everyone knows I'm still alive.
Okay, yes, Kyle, don't make this all about you.
Well, I think if it's kind of the most...
I thought you were doing...
What do I do? I'm torn between two things. It feels hard. I never knew it would be like this. I'm scared. I gotta stand by my friends. I am contractually obliged to be collaborative and humble. What do I do?
Collaborative and humble.
I'm just a fluffy guy.
Collaborative and humble.
I'm under contract.
Collaborative and humble.
I'm supposed to be on a homemade island. What do I do?
Collaborative and humble.
I got those guys to get their lives cut short by Tokyo drifting across the nation. It ended in a fiery crash. Straight fire.
Straight fire.
Oh, that reminds me, I'm in trouble now. I'm in bad, bad trouble now. What do I do?
Collaborative and humble.
I gotta be
collaborative and humble.
I signed a contract.
Collaborative and humble.
I said I'd be
collaborative and humble.
What do I do?
We are gathered here.
Do
to
I go to the lost
twins?
What do I do?
If only we had some person
do
the
I
service
go to
could be
good. What do I do?
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it up. Shake it, shake it up.
I'm just a fluffy guy.
Shake it up.
I wanted to be world renowned.
Okay, let's just call him. Devin, why are you not at the island? Well, good thing you're not on the island because it sunk back into the sea, but why aren't you at the beach?
Guys, I know I signed a contract with you, but I feel like I signed a friendship contract even before the contract that I signed with you that was an actual contract.
What are you saying, Devin?
I'm saying it's time for me to be collaborative and humble. IRL, and I'm going back to sing at my friend's funeral. I hope it's not over yet.
That, Devin, don't you know that that's all we wanted all along?
Wait, really?
This yeah, was of course.
A big old test. Firefest? What a terrible idea.
The real way we wanted you to make your big splash and debut was for you to become less fluffy stuff. Dig down deep and do the right by your friends.
Also, we hope it's not distracting. We did send a lot of press to that funeral.
Yeah, it's going to be live cast. Is that disrespectful or will that be like sort of okay and honor their memory?
Also, don't think about it. We did it.
We
so
did it. It's happening.
Done.
Goodbye. Shake it up, collaborative.
They're flying. What were they?
You'll never know.
I got a Tokyo drift to that funeral.
Tokyo drifting. Tokyo drifting. One dude and one car. Funeral Tokyo drifting.
Got a Tokyo drift to see my friends in their open face caskets. Gotta get there so I can sing and blow everybody's gaskets.
I would just like to say I mourn the loss of my brothers. listeners. And thank you all for being here. Well, oh, never mind. Here comes Devin.
Devin!
Sorry, I'm late, everybody.
Oh, my God, it's Devin.
Devin's here?
Oh, did you hear Devin?
Devin's
here! Oh, it's so good to see Devin!
Devin's me!
Oh, Devin's here!
All right, dearly beloved. Get ready to hear the funeral song of a lifetime. This is going to be the fluffiest funeral song anybody ever heard.
Yeah, stick what you know.
That's right. Well, I know. There's nothing wrong. I know that there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, you can do it, Devin.
You can do it.
Well, thanks, orphans. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to say goodbye to a couple of football twins. And I think another guy. I can't remember. Because we were Tokyo drifting across the USA.
To become greatest musical talent of a generation.
It's changing.
For years and years, people would unite to hear his music and know that it touched them one and all. And that really, ultimately, he did embrace the fate that was foisted on him from a young age. It didn't crush him. It just fluffed him up.
Oh, dang, 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 you know.
Dang, 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 you know.
That song was sung by a choir of children, and their parents stood up and said, yes, yes, this is good.
You can study the arts.
This is good.
This is actually not bad.
I like this song very much.
For your subscription to UC Irvine's Claire Trevor School of the Arts.
And you know what? All of you can ride home with us
in our car.
Dang, 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 you know.
The end.
The end.
That was Shrugging Destiny. Maybe Shrugging it, Shrugging Destiny.
Shrugging Destiny.
Yeah, I think that's right. Even if that wasn't right before, it's
that's
right
what it
now.
Is now.
Shrugging Destiny, the musical.
Let the record show.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in for what happens next.
Don't stop it now.
Why would you leave the podcast at this point?
Humans, this is Matt Besser from Improv for Humans. It's an improvised podcast where we do a special thing every once in a while we call the narrative experiment, where we actually choose characters for our improvisers. They keep the character throughout the episode, and we basically do a sitcom. Check it out. It's called Mopes. It stars John Gabris, Jess McKinney, Eugene Cordero, three of my favorite improvisers. Check it out, Humans. Mopes on Improv for Humans.
Welcome back. I hope you're doing so good.
Aren't you doing so good? We hope you are.
I hope you're doing so good.
Oh, welcome to CGZN Radio. We hope you're doing so good.
Oh, no, Zach. What if someone's only listening to the segment? They won't get that call back. Also,
that would be weird. If you're doing that, write us an email and explain what your deal is.
And we'll love you.
We will love you. We love all correspondents.
We're going to do a segment now called What's the
Patter?
A patter song, as everyone knows, so I won't explain it, but just in case.
Some Gilbert and Sullivan bullshit.
Yeah, it
goes real fast,
goes
and
real
there's a
fast.
Lot of words in there.
What is this, Studio 60?
It's one of them, like, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little. It's one of them, like, it's one of those little, like, pardon me, is everybody here because everybody's here. I want to thank you all for coming to the wedding. I'd appreciate you going even more. I mean, it's really a lot better things to do. Not a word of this to Paul. Who's here?
Someone's been in company.
Company.
Paul, that's company.
Company. I saw that when I was a child. My sister was in it.
Ooh.
How old was she? I don't remember a lot. She was in college, I believe.
Old enough to be doing company.
Yeah.
There was an age where I was going to be like, inappropriate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Inappropriate fifth graders
absolutely.
Doing company.
That's all the rage now, though. That's all the rage now, though, is little kids doing grown-up music.
Can't wait to see a bunch of three-year-olds do Spring Awakening.
I think we should do a patter song about stuff little kids shouldn't do.
Yeah, let's do a You're Too Young for This patter song.
Great. Excuse me, little child, are you tasting a flight of beer? Please leave this right now. Of this bar you must clear.
Excuse me, tiny child, this isn't very hard. Please stop browsing in this warehouse of foreign imported cars.
Pardon, little child, are you sure you aren't lost? You should not be in this prison. Salads are being tossed.
Pardon me, little child, did you submit to this florist competition? How did you pay for the fee of admission?
Excuse me, little child, and I see you over there, but why you're there is confusing to me, because we are in a hospital and you're performing appendectomies.
Pardon me, little child, did you just put out the fire that went through the tower? You should please leave right now. You shouldn't be yielding that flower shower.
Excuse me, little child over there, what are you doing? It's risky to be in a bar in the middle of the night with a big old flight of whiskey.
Pardon me, little child, you don't put that needle in your vein. You put that needle in your vein, well, that is simply insane.
Oh, little child, you are too small. I just want to give you a really big hug, but you're out on the street in New York City selling your body for drugs.
Pardon me, little child, are you flying across the USA by yourself? That seems like a weird thing to do, but also healing the top of your shelf.
You're too young to be flying on a plane. Thank you so much, Paul F. Tompkins, for coming on our show.
We are so thankful you were here. Give it up for Scott Passarella. Yes.
You can check out Paul F. Tompkins in the CISO series.
Bajillion dollar properties,
as well as many other things. Where else can people find you?
People can find me on Earwolf, Spontaneation every Monday, and things like that.
You have the internet. Look it up. Type it in.
If you don't know, please write us an email explaining why you don't know, and we will explain.
Love it. We'll love it. Okay, bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.